Well, earlier this week, our Cavaradossi Vittorio Grigolo stopped by the radio booth for a chat. So let's listen to that conversation now. We started by talking about his history with this opera since the first role he performed in it was when he was a child.
You had a little shepherd that was singing Io de Sospiri. I love that. When he comes in and, you know, the sunrise and... that is just announcing the beautiful aria of Lucian Le Stelle. And I always said before, when I was studying Bohème, and I said, oh, wow, this is a great role. And I said, he wrote all the notes at the right place. I was so, so happy, you know, after. But then now I'm doing Tosca, and I said, oh, the guy, he even surclassed himself, you know, like there's nothing I would change. Really, it's like... perfect puzzle, and every moment, everything, it's connected. It's incredible. You will never get you will never fall asleep in an opera like this.
Never.
Music, characters, cast, I mean, conductor, director.
I can tell you're very energized by the whole idea of singing this role in this opera, and as you've been diving into it, you're really appreciating everything.
I've been
about
diving
it.
27 years to perform this role. It's
Have not, you really?
Yeah, it's not a short dive.
No, not a short dive, but is it fun to have then graduated from the shepherd to Cavaradossi?
Yeah, that's I got my wings.
You cut your wings. Is it more exciting or more intimidating?
I think it has both, but the intimidating part comes with respect of something that you always wanted to do and achieve. So I think that's a little bit of that fear that needs to be there in order to do things better and right, because it's not panic, but it's that little fear that makes that little tension and makes the air thick and everything, that you know, you can really feel that there is something that you want to make it right and you want to make it beautiful. So I think that's the key for this new role that I was just listening when I was a kid, and now I'm performing it. And and actually, I was studying the role with my teacher, I arrive at the end, and Cosi, when she asks, you need to smile, like, don't be sad, you need to smile like Tosca does in the theater, because she's a performer, no? Tosca is a performer, said, ah, come la Tosca in teatro, Mario Cavaradossi says, smiling, and she said, Cosi, be serious, Cosi, and he said, Cosi. So after my Cosi, I was thinking, oh, maybe I have to sing still yet something, you know, like, or beautiful phrases. And no, maestro closed the score and said, it's done. I said, are you kidding me? He said, really, it's done? It was the first time I was really ready to go on more, you know, but there was no more notes written from Puccini, so...
It was nice.
Yes. And actually, the voice was there, and surprisingly, was the right time, because... previously, for example, in 2000, I was doing a Traviata, but I tried to study Traviata in 2000, and I started to study the first 3-4 pages, and the voice went out. So my teacher said, you see, so you're not ready vocally to perform Traviata, because after 3 pages, your voice is gone. So it means that you need to come back when your body is mature. So mm-hmm. Actually, it was surprisingly good to finish the entire opera and be amazed and wanted to have to sing more.
Last spring, I remember asking you when I said, so, this is a big, heavy role, this Cavaradossi. And you said to me, Werther's a big, heavy role to you. So it didn't seem like a leap to you. But it seems to us that you're kind of moving into a little different vocal direction. Are we imagining that, or is
No, no,
is
no,
that
you're
happening?
Not. You're not yeah? Imagining. This is actually happening. So more... I would not say more dramatic, but more verista, more...
heroic, more, maybe?
Heroic, yes, yeah. Romantic, heroic. Of course, Werther is, I think it's the peak of what a voice dramatically can arrive in the French repertoire if we don't touch something that goes, maybe the Meyerbeer, you know, that goes French even more spinto, mm-hmm. towards the spinto, but... I think Werther is the peak, and now I think Tosca was right to be, was at the right time, at the right place, so I am thinking to put something new, of course, in my repertoire and move maybe somewhere after Werther in the French side, what would be an opera that is a little bit tougher than that for a voice and a little bit more dramatic will be Carmen. So I will, I think I will add this to my repertoire in a few years. The beauty of opera and an artist of opera is that he can really plan this very, very far ahead. So basically, if I'm saying they're planning now season 21, 22, it means that they were looking at 4 or 5 years in front of us. So it means that you can, basically, you can put and nail something down that maybe you don't feel is good today, but in 5 years or 4 years, you might want it to try, you know, so.
You can hear that it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you and Sonia Yontova are making real debuts together. So you must be discovering your characters. It must have been fun to discover this
first
together.
Of all, I'm very happy that Sonia is doing this role because she's completely stunning, outstanding in this time of her voice. I think it's the right time also for her to approach this role and her debut. So we are making this debut together. So this is very cool and very nice. We are taking each other's hands towards the street where there's no return. She's an incredible Tosca, beautiful colors. The beautiful color that comes also from the voice, not in the mask, the petto voice, la voce di petto, we say that. It's very beautiful. The more we do it, and the more it's going to be growing inside us and, of course, for the public, different experience. So each show, I think, is going to be a revelation.
Uh-huh.
This Tosca wouldn't be possible if we wouldn't have such a great conductor. I think Emmanuel Villaume is giving one of his best performances ever with this piece. He's embodying all the music and the score, and he's going after something special. Something that, of course, we are giving him in terms of emotions. But I have to say he's a great artist. And I always say something. Sometimes I say, well, if you have to say about an artist, how do you call an artist? For me, an artist is the one who, even if in the middle of bars and pentagram, something that makes you kind of in a jail, you can be free. So I think that Emmanuel Villaume, even if he has bars to respect and tempo to respect, it makes us feel free. So you're going to see something free and incredible, an artistic piece.
You have lived in Rome since you were very young. This opera takes place in Rome. Any
Yes.
special insights into the drama that you think you have from being a Roman guy?
A Roman guy. I am a gladiator, of course. And, give me a daga and a scudo, and you say, and a helmet. And at my first sign, we'll do. We'll scatenate l'inferno. We'll go to hell. No? The gladiator said, by first sign, you go. Everybody will fight. But. Anyway, it's yes, I've been in Rome. I've seen Castel Sant'Angelo many times. I had the opportunity with my scooter when I was going to school, and the Sistine Chapel Choir was actually passing the Castel Sant'Angelo every morning, twice a day. So it's a very familiar image for me now to die on. So it's very cool that I've always been alive and now I have to die in this Castel Sant'Angelo. It's very cool. I mean, the angel, all the thing, to see it build in a theater, it makes very strange mm-hmm. when you see the real thing and then you see it build up in a small place.
Interesting. Singers have told us about the intensity of working with David McVicar because he's a very intense guy and he likes a lot of details. In his acting. So tell us what the rehearsals have been like.
I think little things make the big things. I think that in order to have... first of all, he likes, as all the greatest directors, he likes to have a lot of material. So as Michelangelo said when he was working on his piece of marble, it was to make the sculpture free of the marble. The sculpture was already there. So I think McVicar is a kind of Michelangelo in a way because he sees already the characters, our characters already there. When he sees us, he sees all the entire opera already, and he's just making space, he's just making it free. It's just taking out the marble of us, you know, what we don't need to carry on stage, when we don't need to bring on stage, and it's just taking it out. The things that he's very happy, that's when you work with artists that can give a lot, it's better to give a lot and then clean, that ask to do something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because McVicar, he really knows what he wants, and he nailed it with this production. It's not easy, like, for me, knowing that Pavarotti, when it was the last show he did here, mm-hmm. at the Met, with the Bis, he did an encore, and he came out 30 times, I don't know how many times they asked, was his goodbye, you know, mm-hmm. with Tosca, right. at the Met. So, for me also, it's a big honor and a lot of pressure, because I know that as an Italian tenor, you want to feel the color, that sparkling thing on the voice for this role, but also the dramatic. They don't want, people also want the color of a dramatic voice. I mean, you have to have a lot of colors, a palette of colors. And I think not only colors in the voice, but colors in the acting. This is very important. That's why we are very connected with David also, because we really talk to each other. We really had the chance to work on the character and go deep into this Cavaradossi, go deep in the, he explained it to me, all the characters. That what really made a big difference, because the interaction with all the little moment, even if it's only one little guy that is coming inside the stage to say la cena è pronta, I think there has to be a meaning for him, or the way he moves. It's very important also for the supers that are coming on stage, you mm-hmm. know, to look at you, like to have a very short moment where they are interacting for real.
So who is Cavaradossi to you? Tell us who this guy is.
Of course, he's not a peasant, because he's dressed well, he's a cavaliere, donc he's a middle, of course, bourgeoisie, high level, I think, not rich, but he has money enough to spend his time painting beautiful women inside the church, and it's mm-hmm. not bad, you know? So he has time to, and in that time, I mean, we're talking about a period that there was also a lot of, with Napoleon and the fight with the French, so he was the resistance. So I think he also politically involved. He's not only a man that is naive, and you see him when it opens, it's just with the paint and the brush in his hand. No, it's I think it's a man politically involved, and we see that as soon as the show starts. So I think it's a man who goes beyond the physical, behind the materialistical things. He's inspired, he's a fighter for what he believes in. So he's a believer, and he believes in the possibility that the country can be again ruled by republic, and not by these men that now are making a hell of this beautiful country. And with men like Scarpia, they are only killers and not people you can talk with, you know.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. So that's the one side of him. And then there's...
Yeah, and there is the loving side. Of course, he's a mature man who decided to have this very jealous woman. But he likes her. He likes the way she's jealous. They don't know each other. They know each other not very long. It's not many, a relationship of many, many years, the Mario Cavaradossi and Tosca. So it's a short relationship, but there is a lot of real love. They really like each other, and they're attracted of the characters, of both each other characters. And they are players, you know, they play, but they are really in love.
Let's talk a little bit about Cavaradossi's beautiful, famous Act 3 aria, E lucevan le stelle.
Lucia le stelle is one of the most beautiful aria. As Cavaradossi, I could say that he's really aware of what is going on. Before coming to this aria, he knew that he would have faced death. The beautiful things of the aria is the beginning, because Mario Cavaradossi is singing everything that is the all senses, the six senses. I will put one more. We have five, but the sixth is the Vittorio Grigolo senses, is my senses, how I feel to be on stage at the Met and perform this aria that's after 27 years, the Sixth Sense.
Uh-huh.
But the Fifth Sense is the first, is Lucevano le stelle, so you see the light from the stars, you know, e olezzava la terra, so the movement, you know, the olezzo, stridea l'uscio nell'orto, the sound of the door in the yard. So there is all the five senses represented in the first page of this aria, when he describes everything before singing O dolci baci along with the carezze. So it's incredible, and he's happy actually. And then he becomes dark, because first he wants to write a message to her, and he starts, I feel it so deeply sad, but then he feels good, and he said, no, look, I can still for a few seconds see, smell, think, touch. I can still feel all the five senses. But then after that, he understands that it was the last kiss and the last caress. And so he jumped into the dark, the deep darkness of this sad story, you know, that has to become to an end. And it's not an happy ending. It's a sad ending. So I think it's one of the greatest beautiful moments. Also, my teacher, I always said this, and e non ho amato mai tanto la vita. I never loved life as I'm doing now, because I know that I will have only few seconds, few minutes, few hours, not even, because you have 1 hour. Vi resta un'ora. So, and I'm thinking to all, when I'm singing this, it's sad also, because I'm thinking to all the people that I had in my life, that sadly they knew that they had something bad, healthy-wise, and it's very sad, and I had to lose them for this. Sometimes I think also about Luciano, about when they announce him about the cancer, pancreatic cancer, and then what do? You fight, but then at the end, if you cannot win the battle. So I had my teacher who had also very bad sickness, and he fought, and now he won. So I said, you won because you never loved life as much as you are doing it now that you won, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? Uh-huh. Since you won, now you yeah. you love it even more.
Right.
So it has a lot of meanings for me, this this aria. So I think it was the time I was ready emotionally wise to perform it, and I wait a lot, so let's see what's going on.
Vittorio Grigolo is starring as Mario Cavaradossi in Puccini's Tosca opposite Sonia Yoncheva, conducted by Emmanuel Villaume, in performances that run through January the 27th, and that last one will also be shown in movie theaters around the world, live in HD.
Thank you so much for having me here with Sirius again, and with you, Marijo. It's a pleasure. Whenever I see you, I feel like I'm already on stage. This is a good thing.
You always come into the radio booth and perform.
Yeah, good morning, America.
Thanks, Vittorio.
Thank you.
Oh, we love Vittorio Grigolo.
You have to work so